Four ideas to find your calling.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Gary Vaynerchuk!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Burjunsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology and your NeuroShine coach. Today we're going to talk about your calling. Also means your life purpose. You know, when you just go on with your life and you take action, your day-to-day activities, sometimes you just pause and think, why am I doing all of these things? Calling is the answer to that question. Your calling is something sacred and divine that is put into your heart and it is waiting for you to discover it. Sometimes it's not that easy because it is buried and it might look like your goals, your dreams, your desires, your simple wants, but it's deeper than that. Why is it deeper than that? Because it's about your life purpose, your legacy in life, and it might change its color, it might change its direction in life, and you might feel like, oh, maybe it wasn't my calling. I gotta tell you, it was your calling and it is your calling. Like I said, it is going to change in time because you change in time. The only thing that doesn't change is the change itself. So when we talk about calling, we want to go somewhere deeper where you start asking yourself, what do I believe about life? What do I believe about humanity? What do I believe about making a difference? How do I create my impact? What makes me unique? What are my talents, my skills, my gifts? The things that literally make me unique, you know, so different than other ones. As you start thinking about these things, it is going to give you a clue. Then there is this NeuroShine moment you're going to have. And that NeuroShine moment, if you know by now, it is the moment of your truth. It's going to make you closer to your truth, the truth of who you really are. And that is the whole purpose of finding your calling. And I have four ideas to share with you today. Number one, talk to your five-year-old self. You know, when you were a little kid, a little boy or a little girl, you had no fears about life. You wanted to take over the world. You wanted to do this. You had dreams and nobody told you otherwise because you didn't have those helplessness, learned hopelessness or the fears and doubts. You were simply you, your authentic you, and you were closer to your calling when you were little. And maybe you forgot in time because all the experiences that you experienced in life made you rethink, recalculate, reorganize your life, maybe around fear. And if that's the case, you're kind of like far away from your true calling. And that's why you want to go back to your little self and have a discussion and really ask, what did you like doing when you were growing up? What did you enjoy? What kind of activities? What made you excited? What put your soul on fire? Ask these questions. I can assure you it's going to be helpful. Number two, you need to make a list of all of your talents and your skills. Why? Because it's a part of what makes you unique, and it's a part of what makes you closer to your true calling. Your talents are going to be different than your friends. Your skills are going to be different than your colleagues. And what is put into your heart, it's no coincidence. It's no accident. It is for a reason, for a bigger cosmic reason. And it is kind of your duty, your responsibility to understand, to put it all together, integrate it as a system, and ask yourself, what do I do with my talents? What am I really good at? What is my natural skills? Maybe some people are having such a hard time to do something that you don't even think about. It's just so natural to you. You know what I'm talking about. So those talents and skills, they are with you for a reason, because by default, they were given to you because you need them to find your true calling. Number three, imagine your ideal world. When I was studying my first degree, international relations, I loved this topic, Utopia, by Thomas Hobbes, actually, I remember. I used to imagine my version of the ideal world, not the world that we live in, and that makes me an idealist, I'm aware of that. If you're anything like me, this is going to be a great activity to just imagine your ideal world. What kind of a world you would love to live in? What kind of behaviors you would love to see in people? And what is the biggest problem you see right now in the world that we live in? Why is it helpful? Because now that you know what your ideal world looks like, now that the biggest problem is clear for you, hello, now you can solve that problem and that can be your true calling. I hope it helped. Number four, ask your galactic self. Well, excuse my neuroscience technology language. Galactic self means that it is something bigger than you, that is something larger than life. It is connected to the cosmic quantum field, because there is energy. There's always like ones and zeros in the field, right? You may not be tuned in to the rhythm of the universe, but if you can, you are going to receive, or you're going to begin receiving those messages that are coming from the universe. And you might want to start meditating. You might want to sit down and journal in a peaceful place to keep receiving information from your galactic self. Your galactic self is either your future self or your ideal self or your cosmic self. However you want to look at. At the end of your life, you're going to disappear. You're not going to be on this planet Earth anymore. And ask this question to yourself. How would you like to leave this world? What would your galactic self, your ideal self, tell you to do? That might be your true calling. So I hope these four ideas were helpful. If you like this video, please share it with your friends and help them find their true calling, so that together we can become our true selves with our true callings and make this place a better place. Until next time, keep shining.